Praise the Lord. Shalom to all my precious saints and brothers and sisters. Once again, this is Pastor Hubert. We bring greetings to you all from our church, to all the saints from Mumbai, India. Today, my topic is going to be on another personality of the scriptures, that is Mordecai. And I'm going to title this as Mordecai the Jew. And we're going to see how his characteristic has been a very implementing message to the bright saints today in this part of time. Now the word Mordecai is not so very popular among the Christians, because if you study the scriptures, we may know that Mordecai is first mentioned in the Bible in the book of Esther. He lived in Susan, the capital of Persia. His great-grandfather was taken captive by Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. Mordecai has a cousin, and her name is Hadassah, whom he brought up because she had neither father nor mother. And Mordecai loved her and brought her up as his own daughter. We also see that they were out of the tribe of Benjamin. Now, Mordecai was a Jew out of the tribe of Benjamin, and he acted to be a father to Esther. Now, in Shushan, Esther is selected as one of the virgins to possibly be the next queen of King Ahasuerus. But one thing Mordecai advised her, not to reveal her Jewish background. And we find after a period of time, after all the kind of testing and all the kinds of waiting, then Esther was crowned queen. Now we must understand how God had beautifully planned all of these things. Mordecai, who was working at the palace gates, he hears about an assassination plan or a plot against the king. And he reports this information to Queen Esther, and she passes the information to the king, and the assassins are stopped, and Mordecai's name is recorded in the king's chronicles. We also see that Mordecai was actually hated by Haman, a Haggite, who held a prominent office in the kingdom. Haman's hatred to Mordecai was because Mordecai refused to bow in honor to him. And Haman, after learned who this Mordecai is and who his people are, and he learned that this Mordecai is a Jew, so he held a plan that he wanted to exterminate or kill all the Jews of his province. So he consulted the king to set a date to annihilate the Jewish people. And finally we see Mordecai, after hearing this information, he is now mourning with sackcloth. Now Mordecai informs Esther about Haman's plot to destroy the Jews in the whole of the province. But Mordecai ends his message to the queen with the famous statement of this book we see: "Who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this?" Now, Esther takes all these things in consideration, and she prays and fasts for 3 days. And then she breaks the Persian law that is being forbidding anyone to enter the king's court without permission. And but she goes to the king's court to invite the king and Haman to a banquet. And at the meal, the king asked Esther if she had a request. And Esther asked for their presence at another banquet the next night. As Haman returned home from the first banquet, he was very happy and jubilant, but when he noticed Mordecai at the gate, as Haman returns back home, jubilant and happy after the first banquet, he notices Mordecai at the gate. And there he sees him still, and he is not in fear, neither he stands in respect of him. He burns with more of anger and a vengeance. So he commands to have a gallows erected about 75 feet above the earth. Now, this is enormous. At the same time, the king returns to his palace and he is restless. And he is not able to sleep. So he sees the chronicles and he finds that there was Mordecai once who actually had saved his life from assassination. And he sees that he has not been honored, neither he has been rewarded in any way. So he plans to honor him. Now at the same next day, early morning, or this Haman comes to the king's palace. And king immediately says, now we need to honor Haman because of the good deed that he has done to us. So he honors and makes him to march from Susan in honor of him, and he's been raised to honor of dignity. Now at the second banquet, we see the king once again asks Esther, is there anything that a wish that you would like to make known? And Esther says, yes, this Haman has an evil plot against me. He wants to kill me and all my people. So when the king is shocked and learns about Haman's plan, then the king executes orders execution of Haman on the same gallows what he had erected for Mordecai. And so Mordecai is being promoted to a higher office and of a greater dignity. My brothers and sisters, so we see everything begins with one good deed. The church and Mordecai's character, we've got to align and see that the church or the believer's life, it all began that we found God's grace implementing us after one good thing, that which we won the favor of God. Now Mordecai's one good deed helped him to win God's favor, and so we see the church also, you know, has been blessed of God to receive that favor, to win the grace of God and to be a part of his eternal plan. Secondly, we see Mordecai is hated by Haman. He is hated because he doesn't bow to him, neither he is honors him in any respect as such. Because he doesn't bow, Haman inculcates a deep hatred or a sharp hatred towards him. So we also see, as the church, who are the enemies of the church? Because we do not comply to the things of the denomination, the spirits of denomination, the spirit of the hierarchies, so we are simply hated. And we are simply being a victim of all the hierarchies, and everyone who is actually a part of a higher denomination, and they look down upon us as a true church or a true body of Christ. The body of Christ actually can never grow in real sheer peace. It always grows in a kind of an atmosphere where there is hatred, where there is jealousy, where there is so much of unevenness. And that's how God demands us to grow in such an atmosphere. So the true church, remember, is always hated. We see the next point, that Haman plots to kill all the Jews. Haman, when he learns that Mordecai is a Jew, he plans that all his people, all the Jews who believe in one true God and who have the same characteristic, all Jews has to be exterminated from this province or from that whole of the kingdom. So this evil plot, which was to destroy the entire church also today. We have political people hating Christianity. We have certain religious people hating Christianity. We have some atheist-minded people hating Christianity. We have all kind of worldly people, the spirit of the world and darkness, they too hate Christianity. But blessed be the name of the Lord, because He has allowed these things for our admonition and for our edification. Because it's the fire that which is purging our dross away from us and makes us to be humble and pure in the eyes of our Creator. Then we see the two kinds of banquet that Esther initiates and invites the king and Haman to be a part of that banquet. The first banquet. Now this was all initiated because she was now brought up in the fear and in the admonition of all what Mordecai had taught Esther to grow in the fear of the Lord. So in fear and trembling, so she makes a statement, if I perish, I perish, but I will go before the king and I will invite him and I will tell him about the plans and the buffet. So the first buffet is actually a type where we learn the basic truths of Jesus Christ. We learn the truths about the scriptures, the basic truth. And the second buffet is something that we learn the deeper truths or the revelation of who the Lord Jesus Christ is. So these are some of the beautiful example of how Mordecai, his life, his nature, his characteristic is so very admonishing to the bright saints in this time. And finally we see, as Mordecai is being promoted and to a higher next level of the king, he has been promoted and in the kingdom, so also we see, though we may be here in this world, the church is truly insignificant. But there is a time appointed, and I do believe certainly with all of my heart, that in this period of time where God would implement the beautiful saints in Christ to be promoted to that kingdom in glory. And this is not a fancy, but it's going to be a reality. Jesus says, and I will, for all those who overcome, and I will give them to sit in my throne as I have overcome and sat in my Father's throne. We all have to face and be threatened by the Haman of today's time. He is so confident that he is going to destroy and put an end to all the Jews in his days. So also the Haman of today plans that he is going to destroy Christianity and the true believers from this world in this present time, whereby he erected a gallows of 75 foot around from top of the earth. 75 foot high is actually a massive height. But what a way God planned it, that on this gallows where he was planning to hang Mordecai, he himself was hanged on that treacherous plot. I believe we understand and we look into, as we introspect this scriptures, how wonderfully and amiably God preserved a body today in this time, just like in the days of Mordecai. So Mordecai actually came into the light because of one good deed, that he was concerned about the kingdom, he was concerned about the king's life. So one thing that what we do in favor of God, any good deed, God will surely bring favor to our life. It all starts, no matter how much, as we join into the true body of Christ, we may have a lot of hatred, but God always keeps us and cherishes us and makes us to grow. No matter what kind of plots are against us, God will always make a way for us to come out of it. And I believe even these two banquets, where our initial Christianity was learning just the basic truths, but in the second banquet, the second banquet is such a glorious banquet that we learned such wonderful truths of God. And we wait for that day when we will be promoted into God's kingdom to the glory that He has prepared. May God bless you, and may He honor you, and may He give you wisdom to learn even the deeper aspect of His word. And I pray that you may all stay blessed in His word. Amen and amen.